Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to the subject called the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, and we're doing part three today of a seven-part series. And the topic we're dealing with is the Spirit-filled life of a believer. What are the outward signs of a person filled with the Holy Spirit? Point one, the manifestation. What will happen to a person who's born again? The person's speech will be different, not like the world's way of speaking of fear, doubt, and unbelief or hopelessness. The believer will start to talk in faith, will start to talk in hope, will start to talk in the things of God, the Word of God. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, it says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. The second manifestation is they will have a new song. When a person has been transformed into a born-again believer on the inside, that means their spirit man's been recreated, they will have a melody on the inside that will bubble up from their heart and come out through their mouth. They will have a new song. The third manifestation of the believer, they will start giving thanks. Your attitude will be changed because you know that every good gift comes from Him. In the life of a born-again believer filled with the Holy Spirit, thanks comes up out of the heart because they know that God is with them in each and every situation and that God the Father has the power through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus to change the different situations in their lives. The fourth manifestation is that the person will become a servant. Their heart desires to serve other people, and this is what God did through Jesus Christ. Jesus came on the earth to serve humanity, to serve mankind, and this is transformed and put into the heart of every born-again believer, a desire to serve and not to be served. Point five, it all starts with salvation. How do you receive the Holy Spirit? He is with you at the time that you are born again because He is the one who does the conversion. In Titus chapter 3, verse 5-7, we read, not by works of righteousness we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, through the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, verse 6, whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Saviour, that having been justified by grace we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. When we are filled, we receive a prayer language called speaking in tongues. This is the sign that you have been filled by the Holy Spirit, but quite often there are some people who are filled by the Holy Spirit who refuse or do not want to speak in tongues. The Bible also says that we are to be being filled with the Spirit, which means continually. There is the initial filling of the Holy Spirit where God comes to pour His Spirit into your spirit man because you are born again. That is the initial first infilling of the Holy Spirit. But God wants us to be being filled. The scripture actually means being filled on a continuous basis. Why? Because throughout the day when we use our spirit man, we're using that spiritual energy, you might call it, and God needs us to be replaced, needs that to be replaced. How do we do that? We spend time in God's presence, worshiping Him and loving Him and talking to Him, and also time in His Word. Speaking in tongues is a spiritual language of your spirit man, and this is a gift from the Holy Spirit. It's not the gift of speaking in tongues that's important, although it is important in the life of a minister of the gospel and a daily believer. What is important is the giver Himself, the Holy Spirit. In Romans chapter 11, verse 29, we read, for the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. In other words, God doesn't take them away. The gifts will never leave you, but the giver's power can be withdrawn if the giver is neglected and grieved. What I'm saying here is the Holy Spirit is the one who gives the gifts as directed by God, but the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that gives power to the gifts. And if you don't spend time with the person who gives the power to the gifts, you may have a problem with the gifts not working in your life. So it's important to spend time with the Holy Spirit to get to know Him because He is the one who empowers all the gifts in a believer's life. Only total surrender to the Holy Spirit will bring you in the correct position with God. Only total surrender brings total communion, producing love and understanding. The moment you surrender to the Lord, He will fill you with His Spirit. Total surrender brings total infilling and total submission. brings total fellowship. Just like a marriage relationship, you have to work at it every day. What am I saying here? God wants us to surrender totally to His Spirit and to spend time with His Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be speaking in tongues. God wants you to walk in fellowship with His Spirit that is upon the earth, that Jesus sent back to us the day He left the earth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. This scripture is actually saying your physical man on the outside, your flesh and blood, every day is aging, it's perishing, but your spirit man on the inside is being renewed day by day. Surrender must be a continual, never-ending of self to the Lord, and then you will experience perfect union, fellowship, understanding, and love. Relax and just receive Him. When you are continually filled with the Holy Spirit, your prayer will change to become fresh as the Spirit leads you. Thank you for being with me today. This is another part in just explaining to you how important it is to be with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, and to have the Holy Spirit in your life. It starts with being born again, of course, but then asking God to fill you with the Holy Spirit, which is very important, not to resist the Holy Spirit and not to resist speaking in tongues. The next part coming up will be part 4 in the subject of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead. And the topic will be His mighty entrance, part 10 and also part 11, drawn into fellowship. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.